Now to Scandinavia and the story that gripped the whole of Europe last weekend, and one that we touched on just now with Maeve, the crazed massacre and bombing of young people by a right-wing fanatic. The incident has led police to change their approach to a number of potential threats, and the wider public have been forced to face the threat of terror from sources other than Islamic fundamentalism. Network Europe's reporter in Copenhagen, Jan Simon, described to me earlier how Norway, Denmark and Sweden are very much still in shock.
Well, first of all, it's, of course, the shock is biggest in Norway, but it's also very big in Sweden and Denmark, because everybody fears if it can happen in Norway, it could happen anywhere. And the mood is, of course, also very tragic, you could say. Everybody's mourning and all that, because there's many deaths and many relations. Many people have relatives who were either there or could have been there or were there, in fact. So it's a big mourning right now, and everywhere in Oslo you can see flowers. It was a big demonstration. 150,000 Norwegians and Danes and Swedes participated and had roses with them. So they called them the demonstrations of roses. But all that is just underlining the fact that everybody is mourning greatly.
The perpetrator, Jan, Andreas Breivik, was a kind of political fanatic, according to the information that's been dug up around him on the internet. Has there been any reaction to that, to the politics of this man?
Yes, Anders Breivik, he was right-winged, very greatly right-winged. And, well, first of all, the reactions is that all the old parties are actually, of course, saying that this could never happen in their own parties. But one of the parties is rather interesting is Fremskrittspartiet, which you can find in Norway, Denmark and Sweden, which is a right-wing party and is much in control in Denmark at least. And they, of course, claim that this would never have happened with their party, but the fact is that Anders Breivik was part of the parties. So there has to be some kind of cleanup in the right-wing parties right now. Most people feel this is just one lonely nutter massacring everybody around him, and it has nothing to do with the right-wing party's sympathies towards, let's say, anti-Muslim and all that. So I think the main reaction is more we want peace and not to clean up in a violent way against the right-wings. But of course the Secret Service is looking into that now, which they didn't before, because they were always looking for Muslim extremists. And the Secret Service is also looking for single persons now, before they believed that all those right Nazi groups on the internet were the place to look. Now it turns out that Anders Breivik was working for himself, which means that this Secret Service and all the police force has to look more closely to single persons on the internet.
Well, picking up on that point, I know there have been quiet sighs of relief all around Europe, actually, in Europe's Muslim communities, that this was not an Islamic fundamentalist attack. Apart from the police looking at things differently, do you think Scandinavians in general will now think about terror threats coming from a wider spectrum and not just from Islamic fundamentalism?
Well, Richard, I think that's a very good question, and the answer to that is yes. I think that many have been released by the fact that it wasn't Muslim, because that was the first thought when the bomb exploded in the middle of Oslo. Everybody's thinking of Al-Qaeda. And actually, quite funny, you could say, some of the Islamic parties did take the blame for it in the beginning on the internet, but that's apparently is very usual. But now the police has to realize that the biggest threat, which is also due to the fact that only 1% of the terror attacks in Europe is made by Muslim extremists, has to realize that they have to make some more efforts towards the right wings also and other extremists. And the public will now demand more or less that there will be more attention towards these right wings, Nazis and so on. I think anyhow that's a big change.
Thanks very much to Jan Simon speaking to me from Copenhagen there.